This is a CGSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
China's hospitals seeing increase in multiple pathogens, uptick in sudden deaths during flu season. As the Chinese New Year approaches, a combination of multiple viruses in mainland China has caused hospitals across the country to become overcrowded. Government authorities recently issued a notification stating that influenza has entered its peak season and will remain at a high level of prevalence for some time. Videos on social media platform Douyin, the Chinese version of TikTok, show hospitals in parts of the country packed with people, with young individuals reportedly dying suddenly at an increasing rate, and the comment sections filled with sighs of grief.
大陆医院在流感季节出现多种病原体增多，且突发死亡病例上升。随着中国新年临近，来自多个病毒的交织影响，使得中国大陆的医院出现了严重的拥挤情况。政府部门近日发布通知称，流感已经进入高峰期，并将在一段时间内保持较高的流行水平。社交媒体平台抖音上发布的视频显示，全国各地的医院都人满为患，年轻人突然死亡的情况越来越多，评论区充满了悲伤的叹息。
According to a report by the state-run Xinhua News Agency, the Epidemic Control Group of the Chinese State Council's Joint Prevention and Control Mechanism issued a notification on January 16th stating that the country is currently in the winter-spring season of acute respiratory infectious diseases. Influenza has entered its peak season and is expected to remain prevalent for a short time.
据官媒新华社报道，中共国务院联防联控机制的疫情防控组于1月16日发布通知，称当前正处于冬春季节急性呼吸道传染病的高发期，流感已进入高峰期，预计会在短期内保持流行。
Earlier, the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported a continuous rise in the influenza virus positivity rate, with over 99% of cases being influenza A.Media reports indicated that the hospitals in Beijing and Shandong province are seeing more than 1,000 patients registrations per day, while a hospital in Shanghai diagnosed nearly as many cases in 1 week of January as in the entirety of December 2024.
此前，中国疾病预防控制中心报告称，流感病毒的阳性率持续上升，其中超过 99% 的病例为甲型流感。据媒体报道，北京和山东省的医院每天接诊超过1000名患者，而上海一所医院在2025年1月的第一周诊断的病例数几乎与2024年整个12月的病例数相当。
On January 17th, videos posted on Douyin showed hospitals across mainland China filled with people. Large crowds were gathered at the Zhengzhou University First Affiliated Hospital, one of China's largest public hospitals. Long lines were seen at the Sichuan Province People's Hospital and Xinqiu Hospital, affiliated with the Army Medical University in Chongqing, was also overwhelmed.
1月17日发布在抖音上的视频显示，中国大陆各地的医院人满为患。中国最大的公立医院之一郑州大学第一附属医院聚集了大量人群，四川省人民医院排起了长队，重庆军医大学附属的新桥医院也陷入了人满为患的状况。
One Douyin video blogger exclaimedThe hospitals are more crowded than shopping malls, and the streets are empty, but hospitals are packed.
一位抖音视频博主惊呼，医院比购物中心还要拥挤，街上空荡荡的，但医院却人满为患。
Reports of sudden deaths among students increased last year. Mainland media reported that on the morning of November 11, 2024, a 14-year-old student at Mianzhou Experimental School in Deyang, Sichuan collapsed during morning exercise and died despite rescue efforts. On November 19th, Guilin University reported that a freshman student had suddenly collapsed in a dormitory and died from cardiac arrest and acute myocardial infarction.
去年学生突发死亡的报告有所增加。大陆媒体报道称，2024年11月11日上午，四川德阳绵竹实验学校一名14岁学生在早操时倒地，尽管进行了抢救，仍不幸去世。11月19日，桂林理工大学报告称，一名大一新生在宿舍内突然倒地，经抢救无效，死于心脏骤停和急性心肌梗死。
Videos on Douyin featured an intern at a medical school stating that young people are increasingly dying suddenly, and it's almost impossible to save them. Others commented, this year many people have died suddenly from heart attacks and myocarditis. The scariest thing is that there's no warning. It just happens suddenly.
抖音上的视频显示，一名医学院的实习生说，年轻人越来越频繁地突然死亡，几乎无法抢救过来。还有网友评论道，今年很多人突然死于心脏病和心肌炎，最可怕的是没有预兆，突然就发生了。
Many netizens in mainland China believe that sudden deaths are related to the after effects of COVID-19 or even vaccination. A user using the handle High Designer wrote, 7 of my colleagues have died this year, all suddenly, and all aged 30 to 40. It's 100% related to COVID. Remember not to overwork. These sudden deaths seem to be caused by exhaustion.
许多大陆网民认为，突发死亡与新冠后遗症甚至疫苗有关。一位用户名为 High Designer 的用户写道，我有七个同事今年去世，都是突然死，年龄都在30到40岁之间，100%与新冠有关。记住，不要过度工作。这些突发死亡似乎是由过度疲劳引起的。
Some netizens believe that the currently circulating influenza A is actually COVID-19. A man surnamed Liu from Shandong Province told Radio Free Asia, "They're calling it influenza A, but we suspect it might actually be a new COVID variant."
一些网民认为，目前流行的甲型流感实际上是新冠病毒。一位来自山东的刘先生告诉自由亚洲电台，他们说是甲型流感，但我们怀疑它可能实际上是一个新的新冠变种。
Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM, Barabi. And now it's time to showcase some of the album released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Mallory Chipman, and the song is called With Friends.Which is from the album titled Rags and Feathers, a tribute to Leonard Cohen, which was released in October 2018. 听众朋友，现在到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Mallory Chipman 演唱的歌曲 With Friends。 Jordan, and it's called I'll Find My Way Home, which is from the album titled Possibilities, released at the end of 2018. 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Allegra Jordan 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 I'll Find My Way Home。
And love.
接下来要请大家欣赏来自刘兰希演唱的歌曲《小雨中的回忆》。Today's music segment is a song vocal by Bao Mei Sun, and it's called 捉泥鳅, which means cats loaches. And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. Happy Chinese New Year. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由包美胜演唱的《捉泥鳅》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，祝大家有一个愉快的周末。同时呢，也祝大家蛇年吉祥如意。希望我们下周再在空中